It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Martha McCallum.
I'm Brett Baer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. NASA recently pulled off quite the mission. It was the double asteroid redirection test, where they sent a spaceship up to intentionally collide with an asteroid. Might this someday save Earth as we know it?
First of all, trying to find all these asteroids that could be a hazard to the Earth. And now, working on technologies and techniques that then could be used to deflect, divert an asteroid, should it be on a path to impact the Earth.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
7 years and $300 million later, we have impact. As the so-called DART mission nailed an asteroid and out in space, to see if we could send something up there to redirect the asteroid, say for if it was going to impact Earth. Maybe we aren't powerless after all to what could be a catastrophic natural disaster.
The idea of using what we call a kinetic impactor, just running a spacecraft into an asteroid to change its velocity, has been around for quite a while.
We're speaking today with Lindley Johnson, NASA's Planetary Defense Officer from the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
It's based upon techniques that have been used for missile defense and things like that. Just hitting a bullet with a bullet, so to speak, has been an idea around for a long time. But NASA really got involved and serious into this business actually almost 30 years ago. First of all, trying to find all these asteroids that could be a hazard to the Earth. And now, working on technologies and techniques that then could be used to deflect, divert an asteroid, should it be on a path to impact the Earth.
Right, and that's the idea, changing the kinetic energy of this asteroid. You're not trying to destroy it, right? You're just trying to knock it off its path. And
right.
When you think about just how vast the universe is, how many asteroids there are out there, and really how many spaceships we're sending up there too, it's got to be difficult to, as you very eloquently put it, hit a bullet with a bullet. Just how much math is involved here in getting this ship on the correct trajectory to even be within the same realm of this asteroid?
We have technology based on technology we've been doing for interplanetary space flight for quite a while. The DART spacecraft was launched at Vandenberg Space Force Base in November of this last year on a SpaceX Falcon 9. And it took us almost 10 months to get out to where the asteroid was so that we could do the impact.
And I've heard a lot of the post-game from this and also watched the video there. In your assessment, did it work? Big question.
Well, obviously the spacecraft worked because we saw the images that it was sending back to us once a second. And right before the impact, we saw the surface of boulders that it was impacting. Also, ground-based and space-based telescopes saw the burst of what we call ejecta, all the matter that was thrown off the surface of the asteroid from the impact. So we're pretty confirmed that the spacecraft part of the mission was a success. Also, the small sat, what we call a CubeSat, that the Italian Space Agency provided for the mission that we deployed about 15 days before we impacted, followed us in, sort of like a chase plane, and also took images during and after the impact. So the DART spacecraft mission of the was very successful. Now the astronomers have to re-observe the asteroid and its course about the sun and the moonlit as it goes in front and behind the main asteroid that causes the brightness to change to determine how much we did change the orbit of this moonlit dimorphous around Didymos. And that's going to take a few weeks to gather all the data that we want on that to really nail down what the new orbit period is. It used to be 11 hours and 55 minutes. We expect it to maybe be 11 hours and 45 minutes now. We'll see.
Well, this asteroid in particular was not a threat to Earth. Was there any discussion or threat that, or idea, rather, that by hitting this asteroid with a spaceship, I mean, you don't really know exactly what's going to happen. Was there any discussion that it might all of a sudden pose a threat to Earth or maybe even the moon or something else that would be valuable to us?
Yeah, no, well, this asteroid, its closest approach to Earth during this period is 6.8 million miles away. That's a pretty safe distance. Plus,
right.
We knew the force that the spacecraft could impart on this. It wasn't sized to really change the orbit about the sun, just the orbit of the moon, the moonlet, Dimorphos. So we had high confidence that we weren't going to screw things up that way. And of course, we had modeled it all out and from what is the very most force in whatever direction that could be imparted, and knew we were quite safe in doing it this way.
All right, good stuff. We're speaking today with Lindley Johnson, NASA's Planetary Defense Officer out of the Planetary Defense Coordination Office. In case you didn't know, they had one of those. They do, and they're trying to protect our planet from asteroids by sending a spaceship up there to collide with one, which just did happen earlier this week. All right, when I heard about this mission, first thing I thought of was the movie Armageddon. Bruce Willis, a young Ben Affleck, great cast there. But what they did in this sci-fi thriller was they sent a couple of spacecrafts up to an asteroid, successfully landed on it, put a bomb inside, and blew the asteroid up. If we can send a spacecraft that will hit an asteroid, do you think it's too far-fetched to think that someday we might be able to get a spacecraft that can actually land on an asteroid?
Sure, and actually we have done pretty close to doing that already. The NASA mission OSIRIS-REx actually went to the asteroid Bennu, touched down very briefly on the surface with a sampler arm and collected a sample off of the asteroid Bennu. That sample capsule is on its way back to the Earth, and it will land in the Utah desert just about a year from now, from bringing those samples back from the surface of Bennu for scientists here on Earth to then analyze and examine. So we're no what the composition is, and what they're really searching for is evidence of the elements of life might be on these asteroids, and they are what delivered the seeds of life, so to speak, to the Earth back billions of years ago.
He's the man who might someday save your life, all of our lives for that matter. We're speaking with NASA's Planetary Defense Officer, Lindley Johnson, who has more about a recent mission to try and knock an asteroid off its trajectory just in case we need to do that someday. We'll have much more for you on the other side of this. Now, this was live stream with NASA's website. You mentioned earlier the photographs that came in as the ship got closer and closer to the asteroid. It kind of updated, and the asteroid almost looked bigger and bigger with every picture until, as you said, you could actually see the boulders and stuff on the asteroid. This live feed also included the command center, where you saw celebrations with people. Why was it so important for NASA to not only live stream these images, but almost make sort of a broadcast of the whole thing?
We want to be very open about how we do these things, show the not only the American public, the American taxpayer who paid for it all, what we're doing and how we do it, but the rest of the world as well. And also this live stream, seeing the scientists and engineers at their work is a good example for students, children, about what this really takes. It's not just a spacecraft. In fact, the spacecraft is the easy part of it. It's the all the people, the expertise, the passion of these folks over the years that have made this happen. And you saw a little bit of that in the control room Monday night, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrations. I saw people getting up out of their chairs, raising their hands in the air. It was almost like their favorite football team just won a game or scored a touchdown, something like that. It was really cool.
Well, they did score quite a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely. They scored the ultimate touchdown, right? How many quarterbacks can throw a football in an asteroid? And you guys are, you know, not only doing it, but collecting samples up there as well. One last question for you, because there's so much positive news that came out of this. It was a very happy occasion. But were there any sort of surprises in this mission or any sort of failures that we should investigate or at least be aware of?
Every mission we do has its quirks, and things don't go just quite the way that you thought they would or wanted them to. But that's part of the challenge that the team, the engineers and the scientists are there to overcome. First of all, thinking about what all can go wrong and then planning. What do we do when that happens? And so there's a lot of contingency planning that goes into it. And that is all exercised a lot. With the hope that they never have to use it, but they're ready if it does. In this case, everything went very smooth with the terminal phase. In fact, you may not realize, but the spacecraft is actually in control of itself for the last 4 hours. It was pretty much hands-off because the spacecraft had what it needed on board with the imagery and its smart navigation system to guide itself into the final trajectory to hit the moonlet Dimorphos.
He's saving the planet one podcast at a time. Lindley Johnson, NASA's planetary defense officer, talking to us about a successful DART mission just pulled off by NASA. Really cool stuff. Appreciate your insight, your knowledge, and thanks for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I enjoyed it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.